My name is Terrence S. Orr. I'm the artistic director of Pittsburgh Ballet Theater. This is coming into my 19th year. We're putting on this incredible program coming this spring, our second repertory program for the year. We're opening with Jardin, Jardin Olela. It's about a garden party and about a man and a woman who are about to be married, and it's about her lover is there at the party and his episode in the past is at the party, and a lot of friends and relatives, and they all, some of them know what's going on and some of them don't. Very interesting story ensues, outdoor garden, incredible music. So to me, we're starting out with a masterpiece. Then we're going to do a pas de deux called Eternal Idol, and it's a ballet by Michael Smuin. He did this ballet to replicate Rodin sculpture, and he replicates different sculptures of Rodins through the pas de deux. It's very sensual. They look like they're on a rock and carved out, and then the marbles move and intertwine, and it's a beautiful piece to Chopin music. Then we're going to be going to doing The Man in Black by James Gadelkas.
I'm the choreographer of The Man in Black. The Man in Black was inspired by several of Johnny Cash's covers that were part of the American album series that were done late in his career. I am not a choreographer that usually uses popular music for my ballets. I had just recently seen Walk the Line, the film, and enjoyed it very much. And I was not attracted to the idea of using the prison music, which he is basically well known for, and the music that I knew him for. But then I was led on to these later recordings, which I found very, very touching and very moving.
But a swinging, I must go, I must go.
We're closing with a brand new work, going to be a world premiere for Pittsburgh, by Yoshi Nakano.
I am principal dancer at Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, and I'm making a ballet. My ballet is very abstract, and it's neoclassical, and it's very interesting ballet. I got inspired from major choreographer like all over the world, and I'm using Mozart music. It's very beautiful, and I try to put the movement to the music, so I hope the audience will enjoy my piece.